have that sinking feeling that something's off in your relationship?
Are you ready to face the truth?
The relationships are real.
The feels are at a 10.
The outcome?
Unknown.
You are about to enter it. The Love Trap.
All right, now before we jump into our Love Trap and get set up here in a little bit, I do need to remind you, we are paying your bills every single hour today on the 20s. We've doubled the money. So everybody that wins today, you can get double that money. Fernando and Greg Faithful know about this. And I know it's really tough out there. It's pretty wet. Lots of standing water. Some flooding all over the Bay Area this morning. If there's anything good about that, take it a little bit slower. Spend a little bit more time with us on the radio at 99.7L. We do appreciate that. Tara is about to tell us why she wants us to set the Love Trap on her boyfriend. Chris, Tara, what is going on between you?
Hi, yeah. So I was dating this guy for like 6 months and things were going really, really well. Like it was going really good. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he started ghosting me, like hardcore ghosting me.
You mean
like,
he just disappeared?
He totally like off the planet. He blocked me on Instagram even. I mean, like
what?
He got his number. Yeah, oof. It goes straight to voicemail every time I
what
call.
What did you do to him?
I didn't do a thing. Like it was going so good. We were seeing each other at least once a week, yeah. If not more.
So how long's it been since you talked to him?
It's just been a couple weeks, but like
so
off
he
the
just
planet.
Went off. What do they call that?
Off the grid. Off yeah. the grid.
Completely.
Oh my God, that's so bizarre. Now, see,
it's not bizarre, Greg. It happens so much in the Bay.
Yeah, but you can ghost somebody in the first month, but not after 6 months.
Girl, it happens.
Like, I'm worthy of a conversation. Like, what's going on?
So, you think he's found another chick then?
Yeah, it's gotta be.
You sure, like, he doesn't work for, like, the CIA or the FBI?
No, he works at, like, a Gap.
And you guys were exclusive?
Yeah, we even had a conversation.
Oh, damn.
What the
hell? So y'all
hell?
Were pretty far down. Yeah, you after 6 months, you can't be ghosting people, Shane.
No.
That's not right.
Well, like, I feel like you're too far in.
Yeah, tell it to the guys out here.
All right, well, let's call this guy.
Okay.
What's his name?
Yeah.
What was his name again?
Chris.
All right, Chris. We're trying to get a hold of Chris.
We are. We got Chad in the studio ready to offer some flowers, and let's see what Chris decides to do with these flowers. Hopefully, they're going to be for you, Tara. Are you ready to find out?
Yes.
They're going to be for Tara.
What?
They'll be for her. He ghosted her.
I'm still hoping they're going to be for you, but let's see.
Hey, we haven't talked in weeks. Here's some flowers.
Yeah, like, no, but girl, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised with these guys running around.
Yeah, maybe he'll say, listen, I'm sorry I've been such an idiot and haven't called you lately.
They always come
maybe
back.
These flowers could make it up. We'll find out.
Have that sinking feeling that something's off in your relationship.
Are you ready to face the truth?
The relationships are real.
The feels are at a 10.
The outcome?
Unknown.
You are about to enter it. The Love Trap.
We will pay your bills and then double the money right at 8:20 this morning. And we're paying on the 20s all day today. That's what we do on Thursday. Also what we do on Thursday is the Love Trap. Tara just told us about Chris, who's ghosted on her after dating for 6 months. You don't do that. You don't date somebody for that long and then say, without a word.
People do it. I've heard of worse. I've heard of worse. I would
didn't
not
you
be
say
surprised.
On the texting hotline somebody.
Oh yeah, 650. I have a friend who was ghosted after 3 years of dating. He just stopped talking to her, wouldn't return calls or texts after 3 years.
All right, wow. Well, it's time for Chad to do the do and find out what this guy has been up to.
Chad is here, and then Tara is also on the line as well. Let's get into the Love Trap.
Hello?
Good morning. Can I speak to Chris?
This is him.
Hey, Chris. Happy Valentine's Day. My name is Chad, and I'm calling from the root of it all. We're a new florist located right here in Pleasant Hill. How are you this morning?
I'm okay, Chad.
Listen, I'll get right to the point. The reason I'm calling you, I know this is kind of out of the blue, but you have been selected as one of our lucky local Valentine's winners, which means you could choose to receive a free dozen red roses for yourself, or you could send these to anyone you would like this morning with a guaranteed delivery today for Valentine's day?
I think I'm probably okay. I got everything my day figured out. I don't think it's really.
Are you sure? When I say free, I truly mean free, Chris. We're new florists in the area, and really we're trying to get our name out there in the community. So in terms of, you know, the roses, I'm not going to ask you for any type of personal or billing information. And like I said, if you want them for yourself, I could just send them to you today. Or if you would like us to deliver them to somebody, I just need their address. And it's really easy as that. Nothing more than a name and an address.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are a local business. That makes sense.
We are. The root of it all.
Okay. No, I could do that. I could send this to someone.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Perfect, Chris. Well, let's do that. So let's start with, would you like us to send these red roses to you, or do you want to have them delivered to somebody else? They are definitely Valentine's Day themed, you know, for the holiday, and they're very romantic. So
do I have to put a name on it, or?
No, you don't have to put a name on it in terms of who we're delivering them to, or you mean your name?
I mean, I don't have to. Would I be able to send it to a guy?
To a guy?
Can I send it to a guy? Is that okay?
Of course, Chris. You can send it to anybody you would like. It's the Bay Area. I mean, whatever works for you, whatever you're into. I'm not judging.
That's true.
Does this guy have a name, or do you want to keep it anonymous, or?
We could send it to Grant.
I'm sorry?
Grant?
To Grant?
Yeah.
And then do you want to attach a little note so Grant knows who's sending these beautiful roses today?
Yeah. Say, I'm not too good at these personalized things. Maybe just happy Valentine's Day from Chris.
Perfect. Do you want to add like an XO or a heart or anything like that? Or
can you maybe a winky face or something?
Yeah, we could do that. Totally.
Yeah, that'll be cute.
What is going on right now?
Is that terrible?
What is that? Yes. What is happening? How are you? Where have you been? And what are you doing? Is this a friend of yours that you're sending flowers to? Who is Grant? Who is Grant?
Chris, sorry. This is Fernando and Greg Love Trap, and Tara said you ghosted her. And
yeah, you ghosted me hardcore. And who is Grant? I'm sorry. Go ahead, guys. I'm confused.
No, you're confused, yeah, too. Yeah. But
I'm so
actually,
confused.
I'm not too confused.
Yeah, I'm
but
getting
go ahead.
Less confused every yeah, second.
I think we figured it out. But go ahead.
I'm.
Are you serious?
I figured ghosting you seemed like the easiest way for you to understand anything.
So you're gay. Like, let's just be clear. You're telling me you're gay.
Yes.
Which is fine. That's fine. But you could have told me. You don't have to disappear.
Wait, Chris, so you dated Tara for a while and she says you ghosted. So are you just now coming out, or have you been having men on the side? What's happening?
I mean, this is one of the first conversations I'm having about it. But I just found someone that, you know, makes me the focus and the, you know, attention. You know, if there was a good way to talk to you about it, I'd rather, I mean, it seemed easier just to not say anything, ever.
I mean, I've been there. I get it.
I was going to say, you guys have any advice for Chris?
I mean, I've been there. Like, I understand it's easier not to talk about, but you guys had 6 months together.
Yeah. I mean, man up, man. Have a conversation. I don't care if you're a gay man, but man up.
I mean, if you were having these feelings, it would just be best to be honest about them and move
along.
Yeah,
but it's not. It's best, but I mean, it's not the.
It's not the easiest thing to do.
Yeah, it's hard
Tara
to
could
do.
Have been your like new bestie.
I mean, what the hell? We spent a lot of time together. For you to just ghost me like that was extremely inconsiderate. I mean, I want you to be happy. Whatever. This is a lot for me to process. Like a lot. Like I have to question a lot of. Like, are you bi? Like, what happened between us?
I'm not sure. I feel like maybe it's more fluid than I'd be able to explain.
Okay, no, that's fine.
And did you just meet this guy, Chris, and maybe just like get caught in your feelings?
I think so. Yeah, I think I was just sort of following my instincts. That's why I didn't have a good way of explaining it, because it's just.
Yeah, there's not a real good.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was this something you've been wrestling with for a while as far as like feelings for other men?
Yeah.
Okay.
For a long time.
All right.
But you just persisted and tried to continue dating women.
Been there.
Namely Tara.
College.
Yeah.
For whatever reasons.
Yeah.
UT. Just her dorm.
What? Oh, my God.
Been through it.
Uh-huh.
Her name was Rosa.
Well, uh-huh.
Were you ever going to tell Tara or?
No, he blocked her on Instagram.
Yeah,
no.
I mean, he shut me out. It was really, that was really lame. That was extremely lame, Chris.
I can see that now. Honestly, I figured you'd forget about me.
Well, you were wrong about that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't just forget about
wake
guys.
Up tomorrow and forget about the last 6 months? You're crazy.
Well, honestly, I'm really sorry that it hurt you so much. I thought it would be easier without an explanation, but I was just afraid. So I'm really sorry.
Yeah, well, good luck to you, you know. Whatever you do going forward, it's never going to be easier to not tell somebody what's going on. That's all I have to say.
Do you think at some point, maybe when this is sort of over a little bit, that you guys might be able to be friends?
I don't know. I'm going to be processing for like a while.
Yes, girl.
Yeah. Would it have been easier to find out it was another girl, or is this... I mean, is this easier, or are you just in shock right now? You don't know what.
Yeah, at least you could be really, really angry about another woman. This is almost like, well...
I think you're really, really angry about being ghosted. That's the thing.
That is the crappy part.
That is the crappiest part, for sure. But it's also very... Yeah, no, I don't know what would be... I was it all a lie? I don't know. Like, I feel stupid. I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, you shouldn't feel embarrassed.
No, I don't think you should at all.
I've been there.
Yeah, we've all had to hide this.
Well, we all haven't.
Well, all right, not all of us.
Unless you want to come out and say something. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Chad, you want to reveal something?
My wife is listening.
Yeah. But I think we've all been like, you know, we've all looked back on those days and thought, yeah, just being forthright and honest would have been a better policy than trying to hide it.
Certainly from my perspective.
Yes, especially.
And you had no inclination?
No. Now that's why I feel so stupid.
Aww.
I feel really stupid. I'm not going to lie.
Don't feel.
Because I will say, with my own experience too, one of the women that we had a similar secret that I wasn't honest with were still very, very good friends to this day. So maybe that's why
time.
I asked earlier that maybe this could be something later on once you've had a time to kind of process.
Yeah, I don't know what was real.
I would say today, just bury yourself in some Steve's chocolate.
A Netflix girl.
All right. Well, good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Get up.
Fernando. And Greg.
Right now.
Inside the commercial-free commute, we double the money, by the way, in the when we pay your bills here right at 820. So keep that in mind. Hopefully it'll be your name. So Tara told us about Chris. Chris ghosted her after 6 months of dating. She had no idea what happened to this dude until we pulled the love trap.
And Shan, I think by playing that song afterward, this is a better way to handle things.
Yeah.
The guy could have, if he was questioning and trying to figure this out,
mm-hmm.
he should have played this song for her and danced around. In,
let me give
in
you
his house in short.
Let's start with Lady Gaga.
And like, tell her, like, I get it, but, you know, we've all been there. But my been there was, you know, 25, 26 years ago mm-hmm. in a different time.
Yeah.
And,
when
you had
rotary phones, when you could be like,
it wasn't that long ago, you'd be.
Like, oh, I wasn't at home. I couldn't get to your call.
You later today.
There's still a lot. There's
you
still a lot
no
to
on
it,
Instagram.
Though. I don't know if y'all saw the movie Love, Simon, but this is kind of similar, too.
That's how you talk about between that
I
and
mentioned
that shallow
it once,
movie. You've
for
mentioned
God's
it
sake.
Multiple times.
Anyway, you should watch more movies.
No, thank you.
Anyway, but it is still a big deal to come out, regardless.
I know, but you can't go. This isn't about coming out. This really is about ghosting somebody you dated for 6 months.
And being honest as to why, you know,
you don't even have to be honest. You don't, really. If you're not ready to tell someone you're gay, that's fine. But you have to say, listen, I can't see you anymore.
Yeah.
I can't date anymore. Listen to this Lady Gaga song.
Yeah. This is a multifaceted love trap today because Chris, did wind up turning out to be gay. But also, the whole ghosting thing. I mean, it happens. In fact, we got Allison on the line right now. Your friend was ghosted.
They were dating for 3 years after college. And out of nowhere, just wouldn't answer texts, wouldn't answer calls. We were all friends in college, so it wasn't like he could completely cut her out of his life either because we all knew him. So it was just so random and awful for her. And then, like, we all felt bad because we all knew him, so we didn't know where it came from either, and it was a big mess.
Were any of y'all able to get to him and ask him what is going on?
I never tried because I didn't know him that well after college, but I don't think we ever got answers. I mean, wow. I just saw her a little while ago, and she still has no idea.
So is his name wow. is his name Grant by any chance? Yeah.
It is not.
Okay.
I didn't know. Maybe Chris is with Grant, and he learned this trick from him.
That would explain it.
So shady.
Yeah. 3 years. Yeah. I just can't imagine.
Did she go to his, like, parents or, like, his family?
Yeah. They visited each other's parents. They're both really close with their families. So it was just unexplainable, basically.
Yeah. You go to great lengths to avoid confrontation. Like, you don't want to have a difficult conversation, so you just don't have it at all.
Mm-hmm. 3 years, though?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
No.
It doesn't.
You can't go people... somebody. I say 3 weeks. 3 weeks is the cutoff point to where you can go somebody.
Because you're right. Like, after 3 years, I mean...
Yeah, you know you their mom, their dad. Yeah. You have a relationship with their
family.
And
you're already getting
like,
that pressure.
How dare you?
That's shocking.
You're getting that pressure like, okay, when are you two going to tie the knot?
Are you popping the tires, Shan?
Oh, after 3 years? Hell yeah. Popping three for 3 years. Three tires for 3 years.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go to Maria. Maria!
Hi.
So that was shocking to you?
I was shocked. You know what? I really expected that you all would call him, and he would be on to the next girl, and
well,
you know,
was.
Doing some. I know, but you know, like there was one you had a while ago where the guy was like, "You won't leave me alone. I've been trying to break up with you forever," and you know.
Oh yeah.
I figured this is going to be the same thing, and here she is calling about some guy that he's going to, you know, that he had reasons that he broke up with her weeks ago, and so then when that came out, I was like, oh my God, this is way different than you would ever expect.
Kind of threw us all a curve. We were not expecting that.
Thanks, Maria. Yeah,
that was actually a better outcome than
you can sort of understand it a little bit. It's not great that he ghosted her, but you sort of understand the pressures.
All right. Maria, thank you. We have
510
so
says that it's no surprise that Chris is gay. Did you see how he was flirting with Chad?
I know. I don't know. I'm glad you picked up on that.
I didn't, but I'll have to go back and re-listen.
Hey, Chad. I thought, oh, damn.
Oh, my God.
What's happening here? When you're freshly out, every guy is like a new experience.
I feel like this is so like, what?
Liberating.
Like,
right.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to send the flowers to Chad.
It's great. Listen, I would be really happy for this guy because it seems like he's getting in a better place. I just wish he hadn't ghosted her. And maybe, you know what? We've all done that to people. Mm-hmm. So we all need to learn that. But I've ghosted people before and I've been ghosted. So I know what it is on both sides.
Ashley, you were ghosted?
Yeah. So it was a few years ago, and we were kind of sort of dating, but he totally uprooted his life to move down to LA with me because I was going to school. And then we were there for a good semester, and out of nowhere, he dropped me off at a friend's house, and then he just never came back to take me back to school.
Wait, he moved to LA for you?
Oh, God.
Yeah, so he had like family over there too, but.
Okay.
Not really close to where I was. I was like in Orange County. He was like in the middle of LA.
Wait, and he dropped you off and never picked you up?
Yeah.
Hey, let's get back to that.
Yeah, how'd you get home?
Girl.
I cried my way home. My friend took me back. But it was ridiculous because it was an hour away from where I went to school.
Did you ever...
So we had like a 3-day weekend. Uh-huh.
Were you ever able to have a conversation with him? Did you ever get him?
No, I never spoke to him ever again. My friend, who we met through, she was like, hey, he's down back in the Bay Area. And
oh,
I'm like, wait,
meant.
What? And told me the next day that I was ghosted and never spoke with him again.
Wow. Oh, so this happened.
Yeah,
God, this is a whole new topic.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, my God.
It was insane.
But yeah, you know, I'm pretty sure, I'm pretty confident that he was a psychopath. So, you know, I don't say.
Dodge the bullet.
You're like, I saw him two years later on Dateline.
Right. Maybe his name is Grant. What's his name, Grant?
Grant.
I'm He's sorry. Like, oh, I gotta go hang out with Chris.
I feel so bad now because you cried your way all the way back home.
I did, but you know, it was all for the best. I'm totally okay with it for the best.
Got to go through it sometimes. All right.
Well, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, love.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Hey, let's get some bills paid, but we will keep taking your calls about this morning's love trap.
This is too much.
Shan's is sweating.
Your shade by Shan is running, girl.
Listen, that's funny that blows your mind. I don't even care about that part. I want to hear ghosting stories.
I want to hear
more ghosting stories. Listen, this everybody is dates. Unbelievable to me.
Every straight girl dates at least one gay guy, whether they know it or not. It happens.
Dodge that bullet because you dated so many hood rats. You didn't get a gay.
I know. It just wasn't your type.
But you like the gay hood rat, so maybe.
And there are plenty out there.
All right, listen. Let's pay some bills for Patricia Guzman. I'll say it properly. Patricia Guzman of San Jose. There's 10 minutes for you. 888-456-9970. We're doubling your money right now, Patricia. So try to get through. There's a lot of calls on the love trap, but if you make it through, Patricia, we're going to pay. Let's get into more calls about the love trap right now. We've got Zena hanging on the line right now. Hi, Zena.
Hey, guys.
So, what did you think about the ghosting situation we just had in the love trap?
Okay. I was like, what the French toast is going on here?
You had me on that dumb button, girl.
A fan of myself. I'm sweating.
What the French toast indeed.
I was like, oh, my... Oh, I was hitting my daughter. And she was like, oh, I thought I was in trouble. I said, no, did you hear what's going on? And she was like, yeah. And she was like, please, I want to stay in. I just want to listen. I'm like, no, get out and go to school.
You're like, this is adult stuff. We got to go.
For grown folks.
I was like, oh, my goodness. I was like, he could have just at least told her. And I felt bad for her because she said she felt stupid. We all have been there many times. Well, some of us, not all. I'm not saying. Okay, I've been there like once or twice.
We better get you a gator, honey.
It's an epidemic out here in the Bay, I'm telling you.
And Zena, I'm with you, though. Like, yeah, it's hard to shade him because I've done the same thing in the past. But honestly, like, hopefully he's learned a lesson that you just got to be honest about it.
Listen, he didn't have to come out the closet to her. He could have just said.
No, he didn't. He just could have ended the relationship.
Correct.
And just let her go.
Absolutely.
And she was wondering, like, what's going on? Like, he just stopped. I was like.
He could have told her, I got herpes, girl. I got to roll.
Right.
Something that makes him undesirable to where she'd have been like, oh, good. I don't want to date no herpes guy anyway.
Right.
See, that would have been the easiest way to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah, but he had a dude, though. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be out there anyway. It's not like he was just thinking.
No,
okay.
It wasn't. He blocked her on Insta. She couldn't find him. It took us. So he could have just ended the relationship, been like, sorry, I can't do this
anymore.
Thank you,
next.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
It was a crazy love trap.
He just could have said the struggle is real and just ended it.
There you go. All right, Zena, thank you. We appreciate it. Let's go over to Camille. Hi, Camille.
Hey.
So what did you pull from this love trap today?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That was legendary. It really was. my Dini senses were a little off today, I guess.
Oh, Camille Dini thought she had it?
Yeah, Camille Dini thought she had it. I thought he was married.
Oh, Camille Dini
thought he was
married.
Have a wife. Yeah, he did not have a wife. He had a boyfriend. He was fine.
Bam.
I think it's a love trap first.
I don't think we've ever had a guy come out, essentially.
Right. That was just legendary. That totally threw me off, though. That was great. I think this way worked out best for her, though, because, you know, at least she doesn't, you know, have to compete with another woman.
That's true.
It kind of explains everything.
I asked her that, and she was still in so much shock, but from your perspective, do you think it would be easier to find out, like, hey, he dumped me because he's gay, rather than, hey, he dumped me because he found another chick?
I do, personally, just because, I mean, from a female perspective, it's like, you know, no female wants to compete with another female, you know. A female can't compete with another man, you know. So, I mean, that's, you know, it is what it is.
you ain't got all this, girl.
Like, I mean, he's questioning, you know? I mean, it's like we can't even really say he's gay. He's still questioning. So, I mean, you know, what can you do?
If he's sending these flowers to Grant, I think he's figured it out. He's just not ready to say.
You know, I know, obviously, if he ghosted her for that long. But, I mean, at least he ghosted her after 6 months and not after a year. You know what I mean?
He's well on his way. He's good.
Yeah, right. He is. He knows what he wants.
All right. Yeah, we know what he wants to.
Okay, I feel like one day I'm going to be at Badlands. I'm going to get a tap on my shoulder. And be like, hey, we haven't formally met, but I'm Chris.
And this is Grant.
Oh, Lord.
Dirty on the 30. Fernando.
Dirty on the 30.
Can we get an invite to that wedding whenever that goes down?
Oh, my God. It's only been 2 weeks. I would not suggest any man to marry the first guy they date.
Oh, God. Have a little fun. Who knows? I don't know if we'll ever
talk to
him again.
That's the first we know of.
Well, okay. Now, we could speculate all day, but we got to go.
Okay.
I know. We got things to do.
Okay. We do. Instagram is investigating this issue that is causing some of its most popular accounts to appear to lose millions of followers. They're saying, yes, we are aware of this issue causing these changes. In fact, like Ariana Grande, Kylie Jenner, several other, you know, that have millions of followers, like they went through and this glitch. I mean, really what it does kind of come down to is that Instagram occasionally does this where they go through and they sweep out a lot of like the bots and the fake accounts, stuff that they suspect is a bot or a fake account. And then...
Yeah, then you lose all these followers.
That happened to me.
I know, and I know that was devastating to you.
I was like, why did I just lose like 600 followers?
That's because they go through and they get rid of the fake accounts.
But here...
But so we got to get them back right now. That Greg997, follow me because I just put up a picture of Ginger in coochie cutter shorts. You've got to see it. Yeah. That Greg997.
Follow me, Shan Berries. I just posted up my beautiful bouquet my boyfriend got for me. So.
There you go. And follow me, Fernando For Real. I'll post something later. And follow Fernando and Greg as well. Make sure you follow the show because that's constantly being updated. Picture after picture, meme after meme. It's all there on the Fernando and Greg Instagram.
Yeah, I can tell you right now, up there is Ginger's new baby calf that she just had.
Little Luca.
Okay. Check it out. Ah, you remembered Luca's name.
Yeah, Luca Ann if it's a girl, but she doesn't know if it's a boy or a girl yet.
Ginger can't get close enough to that calf yet because the mama's being too protective to pull up the tail and check it out.
I met Lynn yesterday. And she's a huge Ginger fan, and she loved the baby Luca.
Thank you, Lynn.
All right. So, yes, if you're noticing a big loss in your followers, that would be why. So keep an eye. Instagram is like saying, listen, we're trying to kind of fix it. I think maybe this whole sweep worked a little bit too well, and it's really kind of got a lot of people shook because they're just not sure about it. I think really what they're trying to do is just get the word out that this actually happened. And check this out. You know, it is Valentine's Day, and a couple that seems to be very, very happy today, not only today, but every day, is J-Lo and Alex Rodriguez. Just to prove that how well he listens to her, he gave her the book from the fixer-upper lady, Joanna Gaines. Loves her, obsessed with her. She told Ellen this yesterday. So meanwhile, you know, knowing this, he tells her, Alex tells J-Lo, hey, I want you to come to this meeting. Do this meeting with me. Do this FaceTime meeting with somebody. And she's like, I don't want to do a meeting. I hate meetings. Well, he drags her in front of the computer, and it turns out the meeting is with Joanna Gaines.
Oh, I would have died.
Joanna Gaines is going to help them remodel
her. I love her, and I love her husband and all her kids.
Did you see what she said just now?
What?
She said that she dealt with guilt over feeding her children instant ramen noodles.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, why? Because she thought, you know, like she's so busy that it took away from her kids' health.
Dude, the broth is hella good. The broth is the best part.
That's a lot of sodium, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's what kids want.
Well, I know it's what kids want, but it's what they need.
Don't feel guilty.
Can you imagine our parents being guilty about feeding us something?
Do you know how many times I've ate Top Ramen as a kid and I turned out fine?
Did you? All right, we got the pay your bills.
The verdict is still out, but let's go to Patricia. You did it. You got through.
Hey. Oh, my gosh.
And not only did you get through, you got through on a Thursday, which means we are doubling your bill, Patricia.
That's so amazing. Oh, my gosh. I was listening to you this morning, and then my coworker is listening right now, and then she told me.
Oh, good. Well, I think you owe her lunch.
I know, yeah, for sure.
That's awesome. Can you say where you're working this morning?
Yeah, I'm at Facebook.
Oh,
hey, Facebook.
What's up, Facebook?
What up? Hey. How's the cafeteria food there?
Oh, it's awesome.
Well, why don't you invite us down or something?
Yeah, I'll be every day.
Are you in the city or the peninsula, Facebook?
I'm over here off of Marsh in Menlo Park.
Oh, okay. That's a little far. Can y'all deliver?
Right.
Yeah. You got Facebook Eats. All right. Anyway, Patricia, we're paying your bills, and we appreciate you listening, okay?
Oh, my gosh. I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day. Hang on the line.
Happy Valentine's Day. Okay.